Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, thanks very much for keeping America rolling along. And remember, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. Also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com with us, and good morning again to you.
Hello.
Now, I'm going to play something that Nancy Pelosi said that totally turned the apple cart upside down and backwards, and wait till you hear this. Here we go.
Keep government open. We have to do those imminently, more imminently even to address the full Obama agenda of building back better with, and I love to say, building back better with Obama agenda.
What you know now, do you wish like you had a third term? And I used to say, you know what, if I could make an arrangement where I had a stand-in, a front man or front woman, and they had an earpiece in, and I was just in my basement in my sweats looking through the stuff, and then I could sort of deliver the lines, but somebody else was doing all the talking and ceremony. I'd be fine with that.
Isn't that kind of what he's doing with Biden, or what do you think?
I don't think he's is as involved as everybody thinks that he is, personally. I don't think he needs to be, because he's got so many, Biden already has so many Obama operatives in his administration. So I don't necessarily think that Obama has his fingerprints as much on the Biden administration as many think. So, you know, with the people that Biden has brought in, a lot of them came from the lobby operations and some of these groups like Open Society. They've hired a bunch of Facebook personnel, and I mean as many as progressives as they possibly can. So I think his Biden administration is actually worse than the Obama administration was. And I also believe that Pelosi. The reason that Pelosi is doing what Pelosi is doing with all these spending bills is because they still remain terrified of the 84 million people that voted for Trump. So they're inventing new entitlement programs and giveaways in order to buy off new voters.
Yeah.
As a countermeasure. So, yeah, I don't think they necessarily. So every once in a while, they're going to call in Obama, and they're going to call him in just to kind of validate. But I don't think he's got his fingerprints as much on it as everybody.
Okay. We've got Bagam and Bob on the line. Bagam and Bob, what's your question?
Yes, sir, Captain. How you doing, Denise?
Good.
Good. Anyway, I got a question for you. I know that we don't have enough states to have a constitutional convention. But I was wondering, are any states actively pursuing, in other words, trying to, can we get some states on the way? In other words, we're like 30-something. Are any states trying to do this as to, we can add some more that we can get closer?
Okay. Well, we have 34 states is what it needs, and the Convention of States is actively trying to add states around the country. And I'm not sure, Denise, but I think we're up to about 17 or 18.
It kind of it's a grassroots movement. It's not a legislative movement.
Nope.
So it's really a matter of what these volunteers can do, and I believe that the governors and the Republican governors and the Republican legislatures are going to be more important going into the midterms and into the general election than ever before. And we're really finding that out with what the Republican governors have really been forced to do. While a convention of states sounds good in theory, I don't think it's going to go where we need it to go.
No, and it could be captured very easily by the other side, and they could turn it around and use it against us. So got to be careful what you wish for.
Okay.
All right, hold that thought. All right, we'll be right back, folks, with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we stroll across the overnight radio airwaves. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and myself. And we'll be right back with more. I'm going to have Kathy give you the phone number coming right up right now.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Well, thank you very much, and God bless America is absolutely correct. And don't forget those two words in the pledge. Under God, our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at TuggyToPatriotPup.com. And Lauren said to say hello to everybody this morning and say thank you very much. Now, education of our youth has always been critical, but we had a trust in our school systems that the way subjects were presented and taught were actually going to be in line with our values. But sadly, that's just no longer the case. And the sooner our youngsters learn about American history, the better. And learning history from the heart is a must. So with that, we welcome to the show Tuggy, the Patriot Pup, author, mother, and grandmother, Lauren Kelly, who's written three great go-to books for the grade school kids. Now, these books happen to be beautiful, educational, and they teach children history with a heart. And everyone that's seen these books, especially last Thursday night over at the Grand Hyatt when the governor was here and we had our event, was thoroughly impressed with what was going on here. Because if you go to the website, TuggyToPatriotPup.com, the website again, TuggyToPatriotPup.com, you'll see how there's three different books. You can buy them as a individually or you can buy them as a set. And it's perfect for homeschoolers trying to teach your kids American history because it's all right there. Passionate is the undescribed word there because it's from a person who's passionate about American history that wants to teach the kids, and they'll get a lot out of this. So, TuggyToPatriotPup.com, TuggyToPatriotPup.com. The books come in English and Spanish, too. Take advantage of it. Okay, from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon back with us. Hello, come in.
Hello.
What do you think about what you saw from Matt Gaetz yesterday, who was back on his A game. Boy, was he ever, when he went after Milley, and he also took down our president, Joe Biden, in the process, because it was one thing led to another, and, I mean, Gaetz was just, like, right there.
I thought he was a little over the top with his grandstanding, to be honest with you. I'm more about the, kind of the meat and potatoes and not necessarily, you know, kind of going over the top. And there's an interesting thing that came out in the hearing yesterday, and that was done by Congressman Bacon. And I had no idea of this, so I had to kind of go look it up. Last year's NDAA, which is otherwise known as the National Defense Authorization Act,
right,
had a supplemental that was unanimously passed that went into that supplemental. And it was really something that was kind of a protection against Trump pulling the troops out of Afghanistan
too soon,
or getting them down to a level that was unacceptable.
Mm-hmm.
So in Section 1215, there was this addendum that was put into the National Defense Authorization Act. So now it puts Biden and our three infamous generals in violation of law. And there are a couple of points that were in this. Now, remember, this was unanimously passed.
Mm-hmm.
That an assessment that the withdrawal will not impede our counterterrorism mission against Al-Qaeda, Islamic State, and associated forces and endanger our national security. Every one of them yesterday said that that would happen.
Mm-hmm.
An assessment of the risk the withdrawal poses to the United States personnel in Afghanistan. That has not happened. An assessment of the risk that Afghanistan will again become a terror state, and obviously that has happened.
They're working on it. Mm-hmm.
An assessment of the threat posed by the Taliban and other terrorist organizations. Afghanistan to U.S. security, national interests, and those U.S. partners and allies.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Milley admitted yesterday before the Senate that our friends and allies are reassessing their relationship with the United States. He admitted that one.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But the big one was that we could not withdraw any forces without a full-blown assessment and approval of Congress. So we have here six items that Biden and McKenzie, the State Department, I can't really blame it on Milley because he doesn't have a decision-making authority, but Austin does.
Mm-hmm.
So here we are. This whole thing was in violation of law.
Now we have Elliot on the telephone in Wesley Chapel. So good morning, Elliot. What's on your mind?
Yes, good morning, Captain. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
Hey, Captain, this morning. Yeah, good morning. Captain, I have a question for Denise this morning. You know, Fox News is reporting this morning that well over 60,000 immigrants are heading our way, mainly Haitians, and they're heading to towards our border.
From Panama. From Panama, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, they're flying into Panama, mm-hmm. Colombia. And, you know, a lot of people don't know about that Darien Gap, man. Let me tell you, that Darien Gap used to belong to the FARC, and they have ghost trails. It's very dangerous. A lot of Haitians have already been murdered through the Darien Gap. I don't know why they would take their behinds that way. But anyway, Captain, as I've mentioned before, you know, Fox is reporting over 60,000 heading this way this time. And what we're looking at here now, in Panama and Colombia, they're predicting as many as 80 to 100,000 people could arrive at our borders perhaps this week or whenever they decide to take off.
Right.
While we don't see more red state governors send in their National Guard or just law enforcement, period, regardless of what type of background they have. They need people with law enforcement skills. Military, I will be calling for ex-military men and women to join us.
Sure.
Because we need people that are trained to get down there and do what Texans need to do to cover that border. Mm-hmm. And to help Governor Abbott out, because Governor Abbott is breaking his ass to try to save America. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thank you, Elliot. Okay, go ahead, Denise.
It's pretty complicated. It's not all as easy as it sounds. One thing that we're going to have an iceberg ahead on in the Biden administration is being very cunning and I would say nefarious about this, but they have actually told Border Patrol that they have to be vaccinated by whenever is it, October or something?
October 15th, I think.
Or they lose their job.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So there is a way to reduce the number of Border Patrol agents. The second thing is a lot of, there is a portion of the land along that border, the entire length of the border. Some of it is federal land, which means that the governors do not have authority to do certain things, you know, whatever they would necessarily do as far as Border Patrol or security goes.
Or even a wall. Yep.
The other thing is that there's no place to put all these people. And that's why they were actually looking at Guantanamo.
Right.
But you don't have any contractors that want to take over that job. Plus, I mean, Guantanamo can't handle 20,000 or 50,000 people.
No.
So it's a lot more complicated. The National Guard they do not have law enforcement authority. They can only necessarily provide security. But I would say there's something kind of interesting there, because I actually wrote about it the other day. The National Guard is also part of a protection of invasion,
mm-hmm.
which is mentioned four times in the Constitution.
Yep.
So I think there needs to be something that is really kind of examined there, that we are, in fact, being invaded, which is there's no debate there anymore on that one.
Uh-huh.
So the last thing I would say is, where is the money coming from that the government is spending on these people?
Yep. All right, here comes the music. It's going to cover you up here in a second. Thanks very much. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com. Founderscode.com. Trot on over there and take a look at the articles that she wrote. She's written a couple of new ones here in the last couple of days, so get on over there. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It looks like the federal government will steer clear of a shutdown after all. The Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has announced that an agreement has been reached on a stopgap government funding bill, a measure that's expected to be voted on later this morning, as by midnight tonight, with no action, there'd be the government shutdown. Yesterday, hours before any such deal seemed close, the White House was trying to get Republicans to sign on.
Because everybody should believe that we need to protect the full faith and credit of the United States. We're disappointed that that's not the view shared by Republicans right now.
White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki there again hours before the apparent agreement, which will raise the debt ceiling. Britney Spears' father is no longer her conservator. A judge has removed Jamie Spears from the pop star's conservatorship, and now a public accountant will be taking over through the end of the year. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All right, and welcome to the military and veterans news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy with two locations to better serve you. We'll tell you where they're at in a little bit. But right now, we're going to let them tell you about themselves. National Aviation Academy, NAA.edu. Here's more.
Hey, America. Is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, I suggest to everybody that's interested in seeing what the National Aviation Academy is all about to take the tour at one of their two locations. Now, they have a campus in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard. I'm in Clearwater, I'm in Tampa. They're in Clearwater over across the bay from me, about 9 miles away or thereabouts. Now, that being said,
Okay. They also have another campus, which is in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside the city limits of Boston. So you got two campuses to choose from to learn how to become an aviation maintenance tech. Now, when you go to see them in person, you'll get to talk to students, you'll get to talk to instructors, and you'll get to talk to the money people that will tell you about how your military service, if you're a post-9/11 GI and you haven't used any of your educational benefits, you'll have your benefits ready to pay for the schooling for you so you can become an aviation maintenance tech. And if you're pre-9/11, you'll probably have something left in terms of benefits if you haven't used them already. But the further away from 9/11 and the further away from your benefits when your discharge date was, the lower the money is you're going to get. And that's just the way it is. So you can call them at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take a tour of one of their two facilities. Pick the one you want to go to. Go there, tour it, and guess what? You'll be able to find out how things work out. Now, you can also check them out online by going to the website naa.edu. That's naa.edu, National Aviation Academy. Well, a U.S.-led coalition has conducted numerous raids in Syria, killing numerous ISIS members. Now, despite the Biden administration's intent to pull all the troops out of the region, we still have special operators operating in the Middle East in support of our regional allies. Now, this is something that's not going to go away anytime soon. If anybody tells you it is, they don't know what they're talking about. Because we have been flying sorties to support our guys and gals that are in harm's way in Syria. And there's been a lot of bombing that's been done, which has been done pretty much with nobody saying much of anything, but it is going on as we speak. So there you have it. Now, senior leaders didn't want to leave Afghanistan. We've heard from General Milley. We've heard from General McKenzie. We've heard from Secretary of Defense Austin that military leaders admitted for the first time that President Biden didn't take their advice at all. And we got what we got. Now, communication, several communications, actually, that have been read at these hearings, the one in the Senate, the one in the House, have disclosed some different things about the fact that we really didn't have our ducks in a row because we got outsmarted by the Taliban. Now, in his first comments to lawmakers on the controversy, the Joint Chiefs Chairman, Mr. General Milley, said his moves in the final days of the Trump presidency were all routine. In addition, the top U.S. military commander in the Middle East expressed reservations about whether the United States could deny al-Qaeda and the Islamic State the ability to use Afghanistan as a launch pad for terrorist attacks now that American troops have left the country. And I believe we can all agree on that one, that that is going to be the case. We'll see how all that plays out. Now, a communication on January 6th from a key Department of Homeland Security hub that was emailed to senior Army leaders dramatically undersold the unfolding chaos, stating that there were no major incidents of illegal activity planned. Well, obviously, some of it got out of hand. But for the majority of the people didn't go in there to build things or to break things, sorry, to set fires and do whatever. That's not what they did. Matter of fact, many people stayed outside of the capital. By the way, China, plans to unveil drones and a moon rocket all at a new air show that's coming up in China. How'd you like to be a fly on the wall for that one? That'd be interesting. Now, talking about the generals and talking about Secretary of Defense Austin, in their first public testimony since the U.S. completed its withdrawal from Afghanistan, these top Pentagon leaders faced numerous sharp questions from members of the Senate, members of the Congress, House Services Committee, about the chaotic pullout and the Taliban's rapid takeover of the country. Now, it's pretty much agreed that it was a surprise that, but not totally unexpected, according to General Milley. It's totally agreed that the fact that things fell as fast as they did with the Afghani army pretty much giving up, throwing down their weapons and disappearing out of sight, which is what they did. It definitely threw a kink in the works. Now, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said, "We helped build a state, but we could not forge a nation," he said about the two-decades-long war effort there. And, of course, that's true. Now, the military, too, also depends on their electronic magnetic spectrum. And in recent decades, the Pentagon's reliance on radio, GPS, Wi-Fi, and radar has grown exponentially. Now, so is the need to know how and when U.S. rivals are using the spectrum and to keep them from using it when necessary. That's why we're paying close attention to what's going on overseas. Now, most Americans want more diplomacy, and most want fewer troops abroad, according to the recent surveys that are out there. Now, a majority of Americans want more U.S. diplomatic engagement, and a plurality want fewer U.S. troops stationed abroad, according to a survey taken by the chaotic U.S. evacuation of Afghanistan when it took place. And that's another one for you. Now, in the coming months, soldiers across the Army will have the chance to test their MOS-related expertise badge 2 to 3 times a year and actually upgrade to a higher level in the event that they want to do so. Okay. I hear the music in my ear. That means coming up, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Got lots of stuff to talk about with him. Lots of money stuff going on today. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back, and Mr. Mike Gallagher is going to take us to break.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere.
Well, the top of the hour news isn't quite there just yet, but it will be in a few minutes. Now, I'm not hearing anything from Chris Markowski yet, but that's okay. I'm going to go ahead. Anyway, now, Senator John Barrasso, he's from Wyoming, spoke about the $3.5 trillion infrastructure bill. And let's go over here now. Okay, Chris Markowski, you are there, right?
Yeah, you know what happens? I apologize, Matt. You start reading a story, then I look down. I'm like, oh, my God, I got to call Captain. What happened here? My fault. Sorry I'm a little late. How are you?
I'm doing good. Listen, I'm talking about Barrasso in Wyoming talking about the $3.5 trillion infrastructure bill. He says, how many Democrats do you think have read this bill? Pelosi, Schumer, Biden? Well, I say none.
I would agree with you 110%. I don't think any of them have picked up the bill. These things are written by underlings, and they just pile stuff in, and they're kind of thrown together, and we got to just pass it. And what Nancy said back during Obamacare, what, Matt, you got to pass the bill, then we'll find out what's in it, right?
That's right.
Same thing.
Yep, that's right. Absolutely correct. Now, here's the thing, okay? Between the two senators, Manchin and Sinema, plus a couple of other Democrats whose names aren't being mentioned, the Democrats are not going to pass this. It is not going to happen.
Again, from your mouth to God's ears, I am hoping, I'm praying that this doesn't go through. I mean, it would be a great hold, and let me tell you something, the Republicans would owe, you know, Manchin, Sinema, and whoever else is pushing back on this a great deal, because this is the, you know, this is really taking the country, and we've been, you know, on a leftward tilt since the Great Society stuff in the 1960s, but this really pushes it with all of these extra entitlements. We'd be looking a hell of a lot more like Western Europe with the welfare state. Now, I go to Europe often. I go there on vacations. There's a lot I like about it, but I most certainly wouldn't want my kids to be growing up in a place where they have such little opportunity. And that's what it's going to do. It's going to really just, you know, stifle opportunity, and it's going to almost build almost like a caste system, where, you know, the elites are the elites, and we already have that here in this country, but it's going to take it on a much further path down that, where, you know, again, you're going to sit in your area of society, and it's difficult to break through. This country, you know, despite the Great Society, is still a great land of opportunity where you can go out, you can build and create things. And I don't want that to go away.
Yeah, and see, now if you want a taste of Europe or a taste of whatever, you can just go down along the Texas-Mexican border, and they'll just come to you.
Well, the Texas-Mexican border, that's a lot of Haitians coming through that.
Oh, it's more than that, my friend. Listen to this one. Have you heard about Panama?
Oh, yeah, but you're not getting the Europeans coming through. You're not getting the people from so much the people from Northern Africa coming through. We basically signaled
60,000 people was reported yesterday in the pipeline from Panama all the way up to the Guatemalan border waiting to come in, and it could be more than that.
We signaled that it's open borders. As soon as you do that,
yep.
Why not? I mean, they're not doing anything. They're letting everybody in and giving them a court date. Nobody's going to show up for that court date. You know, it's not like we're going to, like, force these people to, you know, prove who they are if they need a job. We've got a tight labor market out there where, you know, the jobs need to be filled, and the small business owners are going to be like, I don't care. I'll hire whoever I need.
Well,
and that's the reality.
Well, going back to the $3.5 trillion, the infrastructure bill, this, that, and the other, apparently J.P. Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon thinks that if there is going to be a government shutdown, government default, that he has already prepared his multinational investment bank for a potentially what he's calling catastrophic event that the United States defaults on its debt.
The United States not going to default on its debt. So Jamie Dimon doing his job for the state and for the government, you know, basically playing his part. The money is still coming in. People are still being
record
taxed.
Record amounts.
All of your listeners out there that are working, paying payroll taxes, they're paying the taxes. The money's coming in. If that the debt has to be paid, it's just constitutional. It's that simple.
Yeah. Now, the other thing is United Airlines, let's switch gears a little bit. United Airlines is set to terminate, as of Friday, 593 workers for refusing to get the COVID-19 vaccine. And that's going to be industry-wide as more and more airlines have done the same thing. Also, we've seen up there in New York by you, the healthcare workers and the teachers are being terminated over the vaccine mandate. And we also heard up there in New York that they are ineligible for unemployment because they're not quitting. They're being fired.
Yeah, I don't understand, you know, quite frankly, why people who are vaccinated, I being one of them, get so bent out of shape over people that are unvaccinated. I just don't get it. If you've been vaccinated, you're protected, right? That's what they told us.
Yep.
You know, you should be okay. What do you care? What do you care? I mean, it's becoming theater of the absurd right now.
Yep.
If someone chooses not to be, it doesn't bother me at all. I don't even think twice about it. I don't understand why it bothers people so much that have been vaccinated. I don't get that.
Well, you and me both. So there you go. Now, we certainly have got some interesting things going on, if you will, not only in the business world, but in the political realm as well. Now, we're hearing global supply disruptions could still get worse. Central bankers are warning about that. Now, we now know of over 80 ships off the coast of California with nowhere to go. They can't get in to unload their cargo. And we also heard yesterday that Costco was actually leasing their own container ships to bring in their own products to the inland ports in America, namely the ports of Houston and New Orleans and in the Gulf, which we're going to start seeing more container ships over here.
Yeah, it's actually chartering container ships. Part of the issue is, too, I mean, you're going to have to come out of retirement. There's not enough truckers.
Right. I hear you.
There's just not enough truckers. So these containers pile up at the ports, and they can't get them out of there. And, you know, that's the reality right now. I heard over 500,000 containers, you know, blocked up in and around some of these California ports.
That's right.
You gotta get them to the ports. You gotta get them where they have to go next. That, you know, there's not enough truckers out there that are moving these things.
Yeah. And, of course, those guys would be driving day cabs for the most part when they do that, because it's not a 9-to-5 job, but it's certainly a 10-to-12-hour a day job when you hook up to a container at a port, get tied up with all the different things you have to do there. You don't just go in, pick up a container, and out you go. There's a whole process you have to go through. And, oh, by the way, you want to talk about Homeland Security? Oh, yeah. You're going to get checked and rechecked.
Well, I understand that. We're going to have to find out a way to expedite all this. And we just haven't, you know, again, it could be with the government and red tape and all sorts of other things that have definitely made the process much more difficult.
The last time I was in a seaport with any of my trucks, it took us 6 hours to clear the port. 6 hours from the time we went in.
Yeah, you see, that's problematic. They're going to have to do a better job. If we want to get this taken care of. Again, it's a lot of red tape, a lot of bureaucratic nonsense.
Yeah. Now, oil has started to climb up out of sight. I'm not surprised to see that. Wholesale prices of oil, gasoline, and diesel have skyrocketed. Diesel is up to $2.31 a gallon right now at the refinery.
Yeah, we talked about this. Yep. Again, you know, this is what we're dealing with when it comes to all sorts of slowdowns in production and pipelines and supply issues around the globe. Europe especially, is the energy prices have gone parabolic there. It's gotten so bad. All-time records, natural gas, propane, they're going to be hurting this winter. If it's a cold winter, they are going to be hurting. They really are. And you've got actual plants being shut down. China. Rolling blackouts in China right now, where chip factories, the plants that put together iPhones and other electronic items have to shut down by government fiat for a certain part of the day because there's not enough energy over there. So this is the issue. And again, we could be satisfying this demand, but we're not.
You bet. All right, I will talk to you tomorrow, my friend. Here comes the music. You have yourself a great day up there.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the website. Go there, check it out, and see what he's all about. And he's heard on his shows, heard on many of these same stations, too, around the country. I'll be right back with Ron Edwards.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.